Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today, and we take it not for granted that you are with us as we are excited about this new year and all that is going to happen. All of you that have been consistently supporting this podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. Words cannot express our gratitude. We are incredibly appreciative of all of you who have continued to support this particular podcast. This is a place we come together, we grow. We believe that we are called to do something uniquely different. That is to inspire leaders, to really encourage the leader in you to continue to rise into greatness. And so thank you so much. There's a great leader inside of you, and iron sharpens iron. And that's why we're here, here to support you, here to make certain that you get everything you need. And so we appreciate you so much. And thank you for just being connected on today. We appreciate it. And I want to make sure you stay connected with me. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. That's where you can get our community meeting and sharing. And of course, I want to also let you know that you can go to josephwalker3.org. That's my website. And you can get information. I got a new book, Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I want you to go and get a copy of it. Let it bless your life. Hope it will. I just believe that when people find purpose, they find greatness. And so I want to thank you for supporting and just being a part. So thank you so much for doing that. Go over to YouTube. Check out my wife and I's YouTube channel. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That's the place where we come together and heard our share wisdom and content that we believe can be a true blessing into your life. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. One final thing I want to tell you, join Next Level Leader Book Club. Every leader is a reader, and we want you to be a part. So here's what I want you to do. Text Book Club to 78228. Be a part of this book club. It'll bless you. We do one book a month, and we have great conversations. We have small groups about it. So you don't want to miss it. It's going to be amazing. So I appreciate you. Today, I want to lead in on the topic, leading through liftoff, how to sustain momentum after a strong start. We set you up last year to get ready for this year. And of course, I recognize the energy and excitement about all the things that you are getting ready to do this year. I do believe that it's incredibly important that you understand that momentum is going to be the key. And we'll talk about that. But I do believe that sustainability, momentum, and all those things matter, particularly after you've had a strong start. You get out of the gate, everybody's excited. You launch something new and fresh. People rally around it. The question is, how do I lead through that? How do I maintain, sustain that, making certain that it doesn't go down from here, but it continues to go up? I say so often that God takes us from glory to glory, from strength to strength, meaning that because the nature of the vision you have is progressive, there's a level of intentionality that's necessary to make certain it continues to strive, thrive. When you get out of a survival mindset and move into that strive and thrive mindset, it's a whole different thing, which it's a good segue to my first point. Mindset. Write it down. Don't let excitement outrun endurance. You know, people get excited, energy, you know, enthusiasm is great, but you have to think this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And a part of being successful is to think about the long game, to think about planning for the next 6 to 12 months, to think about how this thing is going to look when we get toward the end of the year. Some people start great. They get excited. You know how it works. The gyms are full now. Everybody's eating healthy now. But then, you know, something happens around mid-February, March. People begin to slack off. So mindset determines this. And your mindset must be, watch this, must be communicated to your team so everybody can rise to the level where they're thinking differently about what we're trying to accomplish. Yes, we are excited, but we have a mindset of endurance that we want to make certain that we put things in place that this vision can endure the test of time. So that's another way of thinking. And this mindset is essential for you to accomplish what you are setting out to accomplish. Here's number two, measurement. See, this is why I talk so much about the energy of intentionality, because measurement is that real granular work that's necessary in order to assure that you are delivering on what you said you were going to deliver on. It's tracking progress, not just passion. In our ministry, I put a chief strategy officer in place to kind of keep the vision moving and to be able to assess where we are and how far we'll take before we get where we're going. You have to track the progress. Where am I? When I first started out, how is this thing evolving? Some people will just use general language. Oh, it's great. Things are going well. People are excited. That's not going to help you get where you're trying to go. It's about setting realistic goals, SMART goals. You know that SMART, measurable, you know how that works, right? So think about that. Track your progress. Okay, I'm starting out this year with these sets of objectives. What have I accomplished by March? What have I accomplished by June? See how this works? Like every 3 months, have some progress report, have something that says, we want to know how this thing is progressing. So you don't look back and say, I thought people were excited about it. What happened? Why did it fall off? Because nobody was paying attention to how it was trending. This is the minutiae of the vision. This is that roll your sleeves up. Let's really watch and be honest about how things are trending and not just have our head, you know, in the sand about this. It's very important that we track progress, right? Here's number three, which is a big one, maintenance. And keeping what God gave you sharp. Consistently making certain, one, that your team is sharp. This is about training, exposing them to a variety of different, you know, opportunities to grow. It's about making certain your vision is sharp. You know, everything around you is maintained. This is one of the things I'm very intentional about. I'm doing a real deep dive assessment and saying, when people look at us, what do they see? They see brokenness and they see haphazardness. They see people who are, you know, not as excited, not as sharp, not on their game, not as prepared. But they see organizations that walk in the building, it's clear it's not taken care of. So in everything, whether it is fiscally, whether it is physically, in your body, your mind, your spirit, whether it's logistically how you operate, whether it's in the maintenance of your buildings, whatever you're trying to do, make sure you keep things up, keep things sharp, because that matters. You can have a great product, but if it's not presented in a way that represents the fact that you have taken maintenance seriously, people may reject it. And so you want your team to be at optimal level, sharp. You want everything around you to be in a spirit of excellence. I love being around people who appreciate excellence. I want everything connected to me to operate in a space of excellence. Got it? Here's number four. And this is a big one. Mission. Stay focused on the purpose, not the praise. Let me say that again. Stay focused on the purpose, not the praise. Because in my book, In Pursuit of Purpose, you know, I said, if you live by the applause, if the applause becomes the oxygen, right, of affirmation, then you will suffocate in the silence. That you have to get to a point where you are doing it because you're locked in on your why. What is the mission? What gets me up every single day? I did a previous podcast about this. What is your why? What is that purpose? Focus on that. Stay focused on what we're trying to accomplish, why we're trying to accomplish. It's all about what's the mission here? What is the mission? I remember my wife going through a difficult time in a entrepreneurial endeavor. And I kept telling her, you're in this for the mission. Don't be distracted by the mess. Don't be distracted by all the other things. Just remember the mission. Just because other people's motives may not be right doesn't mean that you lose sight of your mission.
And maybe somebody hearing this today needs to understand, yes, it's going to be opposition. It's going to be conflict. It's going to be, you know, broken relationships. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's make you say, I don't want to do this. I don't need to do this. But no. Remember why you first did it. Why did you first step out on this? Because you had mission. You had a goal. That mission, whenever God gives a vision and you establish that mission, you begin to realize that it is bigger than you. And there are a lot of people's lives who will be affected if you walk away from it. So let's stay connected to the mission. The mission is the thing that causes me to have greatest motivation because I'm so focused on accomplishing what God has called me to do. Got it? Here's number five. You already know what's coming. Momentum. Momentum is about those small wins create steady waves. You know, it's about, hey, a little here, a little there, but consistency. There is no momentum without consistency. It's about the intentional effort to say, listen, we're going to put things in place to maintain a level of momentum. We're going to celebrate our small wins. We're not going to just let those things go by and only celebrate our large wins. No, we're going to truly put things in place that can really help us be effective. And momentum is about sustainability. I've seen people who have marveled at the momentum that organizations have had that I've been attached to and connected with. And to me, it's just all about the intentionality. It's all about waking up every day and making certain that you are putting in the work. There isn't no momentum without a work ethic. There is no momentum without the proper team planning and training. There is no momentum without the energy of synergy and intentionality. And so think about it. Celebrate those small wins. And that just kind of creates larger waves. And before long, you look up and you realize, man, we are still at it. That's one of the greatest things I've ever heard in terms of a compliment. That Bishop, you are still at it. You're still doing it. Still changing lives. Still maintaining momentum. Let nothing rob you of your momentum. This is important. And so make sure of that. All right. Here's number six. Mentorship. Now, why would I mention that? Well, because it's important that when you are a leader, you allow yourself to be mentored, that you stay connected to seasoned voices, that someone is pouring into you. Here's a question, heart check, whatever. Who's pouring into you? You're pouring so much out and giving so much. Who's pouring into you? Who's giving you correction? Who's holding you accountable? See, this is what mentorship does. Mentorship, even when I'm leading and I'm excited, mentorship becomes my guardrails. Someone that can look at me and say, hey, that doesn't look like you, or are you okay? And here's what you should do in this particular area because I've been there. You need a mentor who has been there, done that. Not someone who's just popular. You need someone who has a portfolio that matches the journey that you're about to take. Ooh, I just said something there. A portfolio that matches the journey you're about to take. That's how mentorship works. So stay connected to those seasoned voices, people who have done it at a high level, and stay connected because that's what's going to help you maintain momentum after a strong start. That's how we're going to look up and see you still winning, still thriving, because you've got people pouring into your life. Woe to the person who's out there and you think that it all began and it's going to end with you. No, you need someone wiser, someone who's been through things to speak into your life. Got it? Let's review what we talked about. We're talking about leading through liftoff, how to sustain momentum after a strong start. And of course, our first principle of the seven we're talking about today is a mindset. How do I get my mind wrapped around what I'm trying to accomplish? How do I get my team's mind together so we're not out here with a bunch of enthusiasm and no strategy? I want to make sure we have a mindset that we're looking at the long game. How are we going to end up? How will this manifest that we can pass it down as a generational blessing? So whatever vision you have determines a mindset that's necessary to accomplish it. I say all the time, man, you can't be big if little got you. You need people around you who are thinking bigger. You don't want to be the smartest person in the room. You want to have people that are wowing you every single day, pushing you to think about things you've never thought about. That's the proper mindset. Here's number two, measurement. How do you track that progress? Not just passion. Being able to say, I got it. I understand. I'm intentional about where we are. I know what we said we were going to be, but I'm holding my team accountable and saying, we said in January, we're going to be here. Here it is in April. Where are we? Have we had movement? Are we stuck? And why are we stuck? You cannot fix it if you don't face it. So you need someone that can track progress to hold the team accountable to the deliverables, to make certain that the vision God gave the leader comes to fruition. And then there's maintenance. Of course, keeping what God gave you sharp, making certain that everything around you is in a spirit of excellence, that you are making certain that you're doing the right things. And that's so important. And then there's mission. What are you saying about mission? Well, mission is about staying focused on the main thing. What was the initial thing you set out to do? If you can stay focused on the purpose and not the praise, because the praise will stop. People will stop applauding you. But when your mission is strong, it's an amazing thing. Then there is momentum. Momentum, those small wins, they create steady waves, man. Just those small wins, they matter. Those small wins will pay huge dividends in your life. So make certain that you are celebrating those small wins and making certain that you are taking time to evaluate your level of momentum, because momentum is so important to sustainability. And then there's mentorship. I've learned this. I've had mentors and have mentors who can pour into my life, who can speak into my life, who can give me wisdom regarding decisions that I must make. As a next level leader, you have to be a mentor. What I'm serving as on these podcasts for many of you is a mentor. And there are many people, I'll be honest, who've asked me, can I personally mentor them? You can be a part of a mentoring cohort if you desire. Reach out to me. Let me know. But I'm a mentor for real now. It's serious. And I want you to understand something. You have to stay connected to seasoned voices if you're going to thrive. I don't want you to be a once was. I want you to consistently be a person who's out here doing great things. Mentorship matters. But here's number 7. Maturity. Growth is shown in consistency, not speed, y'all. When a theme matures, it is as consistent. It is not easily swayed by what's happening in culture. It is consistent. This is a time where your team has to grow up. The vision has to grow up. It's a time where you can't be sensitive to the touch. You got to say, look, things are going to happen, but we are mature enough to navigate through this. Every setback, every obstacle, we are mature enough to handle it because we know we have tapped into something great. That's how this works. So I want you to hear this today, dissect it, take it in. Man, and I pray that every one of these principles has blessed your life, that you have the right mindset, measure and track the progress, keep maintenance in terms of keeping everything sharp around you. Whenever you get tired, focus on the why, the mission. And then maintain that momentum. Get someone you can talk to as a mentor and grow up in a space of maturity. Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I just cannot express enough my appreciation for you being a part of this podcast. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to subscribe to it. I want you to share it. Copy the link and send this to at least 10 people. Help me reach 1 million people on this podcast. I'm appreciative of all of you, and I thank you. Make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3, and if you want to know when I be in your area, or if you'd like me to be in your area, then make sure you go to josephwalker3.org. All that information is there. I appreciate you so much. This has been a good way to get this year going, guys. We are going to do this. We are going to make certain we sustain momentum even after this strong start we had. Got it? Well, until next time, I want to thank you. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. You've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Peace out.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram